Good afternoon, everyone. Actually, it's still morning, though. Good afternoon. Is that, where are we, Las Vegas? Is it Sunday? Good Lord. I love the dedication of everybody being here, bright and shining. Apologies for the whole noon thing. If you didn't realize noon was registration opening, and we give you an hour to come in and get settled. Sorry if you got here earlier. I know there's a ton of awesome things that you're missing out the rest of Las Vegas at 11 o'clock on Sunday. So my name is Guy Tinley. I'm the executive director of CESA. I'm also the executive director of MESA, and I'm here to welcome you all to the Content Production Cybersecurity Summits here at NAB Show 2018. So how many people know what CDSA is? All right, fair enough. So the Content Delivery Security Association was founded in 1970, not focusing on security. I don't know how we focused on security in 1970. We probably had an armed guard at the door and said, don't open the mail unless your name is on it. So things have certainly evolved. We started as ITA, the International Tape Association, and we became IRMA, the International Recording Media Association. It was all around physical delivery of packaged media to consumers. So it really built the home entertainment world as we knew it with packaged media. But ultimately, when MESA began to manage CDSA in 2010, we realized that the issues going on in that space would ultimately change, and it really needed a new direction. And of course, MESA being what MESA is, the Media and Entertainment Services Alliance, we provide what essentially CDSA used to do, except for a much broader base. We're around data and IT and security, right? All the sexy parts of Hollywood. So it was a logical fit for us to take over CDSA, which was then called the Content Delivery and Storage Association. Again, you know, manufacturing blanky disks and blanky for people to use. But we knew that there was a program in there that was essential to the future of the business. So we rebranded it to the Content Delivery and Security Association. We've had a bunch of wonderful chairmen over the last 10 years, one of which we'll speak later today, the current chairman. But really what we did is we realized that much along the lines of the other segments of the other groups that we were working with, the security community really needs to get together, really needs to talk, really needs to identify themselves, content holder to content holder, vendor to vendor, talk about the things that we can talk about. Obviously not giving away our secret sauce, but realizing that we're all in the same boat. And of course, 10 years ago, the landscape was much different. It was much more about physical security. But what we're faced with now, in light of the last few years of very high profile hacks, attacks, vulnerabilities, it really speaks to what our future needs to be, which is this hybrid combination of physical security, digital security, information security, where teams know what other teams are doing internally so that it's not siloed and segmented. And I think ultimately, well, that's what MESA's really done over the last 10 years as well, is trying to erode these silos and say, you know, your business units really need to talk to each other. Because this flow of information is critical to how your company succeeds moving forward. And as disruption takes over almost every piece of our business, this is really the area where we need to concentrate most. Because without security, you can't have good data. You can't have a resound, robust IT infrastructure. You can't have your employees, whether they're employees, third-party subcontractors, you can't have the people working with your company not on the same page around security. Because ultimately, it's basically how good your company is. Because if you're vulnerable, you don't want to take that risk, right? So, I think this is a great portent. We've been doing this event in Los Angeles for the past 7 years, the Content Protection Summit. Last year on the pavilion floor, we did the cybersecurity pavilion. It was literally on the floor. We did 3 days of, you know, 15, 30 minute talks up and down, very well attended. But this year we said, if we're gonna do something, let's do something standalone. Let's gather everybody in a place that is, all right, we're all in one group. And ultimately, it's about all of you introducing yourselves to each other as much as it is about the thought leadership we're presenting up here on stage. And we also wanted to just make it evident that you have a home. You have somebody that cares about what you do and cares to the greater. Because this industry, we're all in together, and rising tides float all boats. We want to all be together in that boat. So I'm very happy to present this great program that's been put together today. We've got great sponsors of the events who will all be intermixed and intermingled around. When you look at the actual program, we figured it's NAB and broadcast, so there's a lot of news and journalism-focused activities, which tend to be outside of our traditional film and television workflows, but so critical and so important as the news becomes so much more part of our social lives, our daily lives, and of course the whole fake news thing, and I we won't even go there. But the reality is you're here to learn, but you're also here to have a dialogue. So as these presentations and as these panels, we invite you to raise your hand, be part of this discussion. Come find people on the breaks, engage. Right? This should, you should feel like this is your home, no matter what piece of the business you do. So very proud to be up here presenting this. And of course, we've got great news around our recent announcement on Monday with the Motion Picture Association of America, the Trusted Partner Network. We're gonna close the show with that. It's an open Q&A kind of the end. We'll open up the bar, have some beer and wine. Allow you guys to relax and really talk to us about where we are going to go as a business. It's your input that's equally as critical as the content owners' input. It is our community, and I said that earlier. It's super critical to how we move forward as an industry. And the next 10 years are probably the most important years of our business in terms of preparing for our future. Just a lot of change. I will be up in the back doing my usual MC. If you've never been to a Mesa event before, if this is your first taste of what we do, I hope you enjoy it. We'll invite your feedback afterwards, obviously, by a survey. We do these just about every month in Los Angeles. Again, those buckets, IT, data, and security. We also do it in New York. Our next big event for security is actually in July. It's called the Microsoft Media and Entertainment Day. It's in New York on July 24th. And then our big Content Protection Summit in Los Angeles is traditionally held the first week of December. And we've done it in Marina Del Rey. So it's actually nice for people out of town. East Coasters coming in, get a little LA sunshine, get a little by the beach. But today is about you, and it's about the people who are going to be up here speaking with you, to you. And ultimately, just very excited that we've got such a great, robust crowd for an inaugural event at NAB. I imagine we'll be doing this again in the future, so start booking your flights earlier. and just look forward to a great event today. So, with no further ado, I'm gonna bring up our first keynote in terms of how we present things. Jonathan, are you back there? Sorry. I've been staring at you the whole time. He's talking about defending against disinformation and social media manipulation. We thought it was a really good tone to start off with Real Bang. We're really honored to have him here. He's the Chief Executive Officer of New Knowledge, and he's also the founder for Data for Democracy. Please welcome up Jonathan Morgan.